This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. How did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do please be part of the conversation, seriously. Right? Unless you hear what I have to say, or people like me, or people that I bling on. People that I bring on, you're never really going to get involved. You're really not going to know how we think. And I'll put it to you this way. You won't know how to fight us. If you don't know how we think, if you don't know any of that stuff, you definitely won't know how to fight us, right? Hey, Dave from Oregon. Thanks for joining us tonight. Always appreciate it. We had I missed Tim. Tim from Ohio was on earlier. Meant to say hi to him, but I missed that one as well. The some of you guys think I'm nuts when I say Christians are under attack again here in this country. Now, I get the fact that we're not being beheaded here, right? With having the Christians overseas, I mean, they would laugh at us when we get mad about not being able to open up a Bible in a public school. Right? They're in jail, and if they get caught with a piece of the Bible, a scripture, a word, some of these people do have it. They have pieces of paper, pieces of the Bible hidden on their bodies. Right? Think about it. Because they hold the word so dear. They hold God and God's word so dear to them that they wouldn't have it any other way. They're willing to truly risk their lives. Come on, give that. Are you willing to do that? You willing to give up your job for God? Would you stand up for God if you thought you were going to lose your job over it? And we've seen this happen over and over and over again, especially with our celebrities. So I guess if you believe in Satan, if you're willing to do all kinds of nasty stuff, say all kinds of nasty things, then the press will protect you. Hollywood will protect you. But man, you take a stand on God, that there is a God, there is a way to conduct one's life, well, that becomes a whole different animal. So these HGTV hosts are under attack for their Christian views. I guess they do a show called Fixer Upper. Their names are Chip and Joanne Gaines. They've been going to the same church for years. And an online publication called BuzzFeed has attacked them for their Christian beliefs. Yeah, let me have you hear the story quickly first, and then we'll discuss. How's that? I like doing it that way. Come on. Oh, please, really? Oh, got to press the button, huh?
But now BuzzFeed has broken the news for
who host the popular HGTV show Fixer Upper. They find themselves the target of a critical article by a big-time website and a writer who apparently...
And the story, the part of the story that I forgot to tell you about was one of the writers for the show. Now, the show's popular. The writer's making money. They're all making money there. And the writer doesn't want any part, is mad, and I wonder why, that they go to a church that teaches that same-sex marriage is not godly.
He doesn't really love where this couple goes to church. The piece is on the website BuzzFeed under the headline, Chip and Joanna Gaines' Church is Firmly Against Same-Sex Marriage.
It's not their church. You know, the majority of the Christian community, if they read their Bible, if they're willing to study, if they're willing to pay attention, they would also be against same-sex marriage. I'm not talking about being militant. I'm simply talking about what Scripture says. So to say, to be upset, for a publication, for anybody to be upset that a church teaches against same-sex marriage, it teaches against homosexuality, for church to be upset that a church teaches that is ludicrous. It's like an alcoholic being upset that the church teaches against being drunk. I don't know. It's all about us, right? Narcissism just out of control. It's all about us. How do I feel about doing it? How do I like it? How does it feel for me? Seriously.
Trace Gallagher is live in our West Coast newsroom with how this all unfolded. Trace?
Megan, they have a hit show. They're best-selling authors in Texas.
Is that a real name, Trace? Where does that come from?
Monthly magazine credits them with revitalizing the city of Waco, but now BuzzFeed has broken the news that Fixer Upper host Chip and Joanna Gaines attend an evangelical church in Texas where the pastor is against same-sex marriage.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? Can you imagine an evangelical church and their pastor being against same-sex marriage or homosexuality? I can't fathom it. Just can't fathom it. Would that be like a gay and lesbian group being against same-sex marriage? I mean, being for same-sex marriage. Doesn't it fit? Doesn't it only make sense?
Turns out, Pastor,
nobody said you had to go to that church. If you're a gay or lesbian and you believe in same-sex marriage and you believe in homosexuality, you don't have to go to that church. And people who are uncomfortable with that and they don't believe in that thing, they don't have to watch their show. Do you know how many flip them house up shows there are out there? More than I can name. Can't even name one.
Jimmy Siebert believes, as nearly half of all Christians do, according to Pew Research, that marriage should be between a man and a woman. A short time ago, the pastor was asked by FoxNews.com's Todd Starnes if his church is anti-gay. What?
You know, and also what's funny about that? They say, as do over half of Christians. I'd like to find out if the 49% of Christians, those other 49%, what they base their decision on. That would be a great question to ask one of the 49ers. 49%. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to the Real Side of GCN. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. At Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffer from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, tweet, text, whatever you got to do. Get involved in the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, let's get back to it. It is amazing to me that BuzzFeed, or actually any left-leaning paper, there's only one reason to do what they do. When they make fun of Christians. Right? Because they just hate God. It's really that simple. It ain't that. Look, it ain't a hard thing to figure out. Even the Bible tells us, you know, if you love Christ, they're going to hate you, period. And they, see, you don't even need a full sixth grade education to figure that one out. So for them to be upset, for the left to be upset, now maybe it shows you their character. Maybe they're really not sold out to things that they say they believe. Because for them to not understand that, you know, conservative evangelical Christians would be against same-sex marriage. Now, notice I didn't say they're not against the people, but against same-sex marriage, against homosexuality, you're actually surprised, which tells me that your IQ level can't be that high. Seriously. So BuzzFeed put up an article about Chip and Joanna. Joanna Gaines, because they have a show called Fixer Upper. And I guess the show is very popular. I don't watch those kind of shows, but it's very popular. So take a listen. Listen to what the pastor says about it. That's what they're more up in arms about than anything else, is that they attend a church that teaches that homosexuality or same-sex marriage is against God's word.
We are not only not anti-gay, we are just pro helping people in their journey to find out who God is and who he's made them to be.
But the thing is, we don't know how Chip and Joe Gaines feel about same-sex marriage because BuzzFeed published the story without getting an answer from.
Well, that doesn't sound like anything a left-leaning rag would do, does it? Does that sound, a liberal going forward without getting any information about the issue? This is not the first time that a non-Christian on one of these papers has written pieces about Christians and thinking that they understand what it says, what it means, what the Bible says.
Them. And here's BuzzFeed's reasoning, quoting, Fixer Upper has fans of all stripes. Christians, feminists, and LGBT viewers have all found something to love in the Gaineses. So in the absence of a response from them or their representatives, it's worth looking at the severe, unmoving position Pastor Siebert and Antioch Church take on same-sex marriage.
Severe, unmoving position. That's because, unlike some other groups, see, they base their whole principle, they base their whole life, they base their whole belief system on the Word of God, what the Bible says. Not what the general populace says to see how they can fix it and work it into the Bible. They just simply believe what the Bible says. It's not outdated, it's not antiquated. Those words can be applied to today. You just have to be willing to study. You guys on the left always talk about having an open mind. You never have one. You really don't ever have one. The only open mind you have is the total open, like nothing matters. There are no boundaries. There are no rules. You'll let it, whatever happens, happens. But if somebody takes a stand on something, if somebody actually calls something right or wrong, you lose your mind. So, yeah, you're right. Churches who stand on the Word of God, churches who stand on the Bible, what the Bible says, shouldn't move. They should stay exactly where they're at. If you're a church that only somewhat believes in it, uses bits and pieces of it, so be it. Do what you got to do.
In other words, guilt by association. If this type of attack on Christian beliefs sounds familiar, you'll recall in 2014.
Now, wait a minute. That guilt by association I love. Because if they're going to apply that, without even asking them, shouldn't we apply the same thing to Obama? That church that he sat in for 20 years? Right? Everything that pastor said, Mr. Obama must have agreed with because he stayed there. So wouldn't he be guilty by association, don't you think? No? Maybe? Could be?
Attack on Christian beliefs sounds familiar. You'll recall in 2014, the Benham brothers had a show on HGTV, and when they came out against gay marriage, the LGBT community protested, sponsors pulled their ads, HGTV fired them. But this time around...
Yeah, that's the other thing, too. You cowards. Some of you really, really, when this stuff happens, instead of letting the minority have such a loud voice, why don't you go after them? Why don't you go find sponsors for them? Why don't you go find ways to support these guys? If HGTV lost viewers, mega viewers, on some of their other shows, guess what would happen? And if you're going to send me an email that talks about my hateful rhetoric tonight over this kind of thing, don't bother, because I laugh at them anyhow. Matter of fact, I'll read them on the air with your name. How do you like that? Yeah, you like to be transparent, right? You want to be open about everything. You want to be transparent, don't you? No problem. I'll read your name as I'm reading the article about how much you hate what I have to say because it's wrong. It's hateful.
Even many BuzzFeed readers have responded by calling the story a bit of a witch hunt. Megan.
Trace, thank you.
You know, the other thing I like about this, or the renewed pushback by some Christians and conservatives, and I will give Trump, I'm going to give Trump credit for this. I think that's what Trump has done. I think Trump has people feel that by Trump winning the way he has, the way he beat the media, the way he beat the old guard, I think they think now or believe or realize they have a voice. They can say something. They can make change. They don't have to back down. Enough of this garbage, so to speak. And I think that's a good thing myself. And we all should be doing it. And especially you Christians. Do not be afraid to speak up for yourself. There's nowhere in the Bible that says you're not supposed to speak up for yourself. Let me tell you more about what these crazies are doing. If I don't run out of time here. No, really, seriously. They're so out of control. The liberals now mock victims of the wildfire in Tennessee because they voted for Trump. Where's the compassion, right? Aren't they the compassionate ones? Are the people not the compassionate ones? Aren't they the ones that, you know, feel bad for the downtrodden? They feel bad for those that are being persecuted. Supposedly they feel bad for those who have gone through natural disaster. Well, not this one. Yeah, if you voted for Trump, apparently you brought this on yourself. And they have absolutely no respect for you. Now, Tennessee battled its raging wildfires, forcing an evacuation of thousands of people. A number of people on Twitter are mocking their plight, suggesting the residents there deserve it for voting for Trump. Well, last I checked, Obama's still the president. Why didn't he send help? Why didn't he make sure they had what they needed? What's that got to do with Trump? I'm Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made to store the love to eat. Yum!
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads are responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Never mind your chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Yeah, there you go. Sorry, Daddy. Yeah.
I ain't going to school no more.
I ain't going to school.
I'm going. Can you tell? I'm Joe Mateen, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Those loving, soothing, caring, all-encompassing liberal lovelies have nothing nice to say about the people in the way of the Tennessee wildfires. Thousands of people have been evacuated from their homes. People have lost their homes. They've lost their personal belongings. And all they could do out of the left was mock them on Twitter for voting for Trump. And they don't even know if they did. So what happens here in California, when things start burning down like crazy, like they do whenever we have heavy rains and then we have, a dry out, can we blame it on Hillary? And the illegals that voted for her, can we blame them on that? Can we do that? I mean, heck, if it's good for one side, ain't it good for the other? That's what you're screaming about now in the Senate. You see, bunch of fools. I said it way back when. Go back at my shows. I said, we will be in power someday. You keep changing the rules. Guess what's going to happen? This is going to come back to bite you. And you know what? It's going to bite you big this time. You've got a loose cannon, you've got a guy that doesn't play by the normal rules, and you've got a Senate that's chomping at the bit to shove it in your face. Good luck. Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge, the epicenter of the wildfires because of their proximity to the Great Smoky Mountains National Park, a popular holiday resort for conservatives and Christian families from that area. Now, the town has a number of attractions and wholesome family activities, including Dollywood. Dollywood? Oh, my God. You know what? What's that?
It's a big deal.
My Dollywood?
It's a whole theme park.
What is every ride like Dolly?
I don't know.
Don't.
Employed, like, an entire,
probably the whole town.
An entire community.
Wow. Probably the whole town.
She's like their national hero.
Oh, my gosh. She's writing. I know. God bless that woman because she came out on, some kind of YouTube feed and said that for the people that were displaced in that little town of hers, she was going to rent homes for them while they were getting their lives back in order. Well, God bless her little soul.
And she set up funds to rebuild them.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, she's a multi-billionaire, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there you go. Good, a good Christian woman, that's right. At least that's what she says. I can only So she's been married to the same man for 100 years, right? That's right. That's what she's doing. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Yeah. So some of the tweets, instead of expressing horror, are declaring, I'll let them burn. And too bad it's not the whole state burning. Tweeters are also... Tennessee is such a beautiful state. The tweeters are also accusing residents of showing their white privilege. How do you show your white privilege? I love that. I mean, you ignorance run rampant. You guys want to see yourselves at the height of your ignorance, at the height of your stupidity? I don't know how you do this. Sandy from Boise, Idaho. Welcome to the show. Appreciate your time with me. But, I mean, they call us hateful. We just did a whole story about how hateful we were because Christians don't believe in same-sex marriage, or a majority of Christians don't. But you're not hateful for these things? See, this is where the right really just loses its mind. Right? You guys on the left always talk about how bad the right is, how judgmental they are. They don't come out. Listen, if you're so righteous on the left, why don't you come out and speak against these people? You must be in agreement with them. Because isn't silence agreement? That's what you were saying when people were talking about Trump. You're talking about the people on the right that wouldn't come out and say anything. They must be in agreement. The tweeters are also accusing residents of showing their white privilege because they want more news coverage. I am so confused. This white privilege thing has got me so confused. First of all, I don't know what constitutes it. That's number one. How does one become part of white privilege? Just having skin color?
It's because you have it.
Oh, I can't see it because I have it. All right, well, that makes sense to me. Let's see. Okay, Dread Pirate Tony says, I bet a still in a dry county started the fire. Tennessee voted for Trump. I hope the fire burns the whole blanking state. Isn't that nice? Now, you know, isn't that kind of... in and of itself, isn't that kind of racist? What, do people from Tennessee all have stills? Is that what you say? They make their own moonshine? Bruno out of San Francisco says... Bruno, please don't be one of mine, Bruno. I hope the last name is O'Malley or something. Tennessee voted against FEMA, voted against common sense. They don't believe in government or taxes or climate change. Let it burn! Yes, Bruno, because it was climate change that caused this, I'm sure. Not some arrogant little twerp that decided to start burning the place down. They actually even think that they're arson, or arson-fed. I like the thing where they voted against common sense. Right, because it made so much sense to vote for Hillary Clinton, right? It made so much sense for somebody who turned their back on Americans, who put the country up for sale. And don't give me that stuff that Trump's going to do it. He hasn't done it. She's done it. They were picking out curtains. They were ready to go. Billy Bob Buck was holding office, holding meetings with people that were going to give money to the foundation. Seriously. How stupid is this? Let me see. I don't even know what that is. One person says, Gatlinburg probably voted Trump. Ain't y'all red state, right? They wrote this, not me. Don't worry. Trump will save y'all. I don't know if you know this. What's this guy's name? Oh, check this out. The Twitter handle, she's a keeper. No. Actually, this would be a throwback. Right? Take her off the hook. Man, I'll tell you what. If she was on the hook and I saw this, I'd cut the rope like 10 feet away from the hook so I didn't have to get anywhere near her. I mean, seriously. Let me see. Oh, this one. I love this one here. When you see Gatlinburg, Tennessee is on fire and you want to help, but then you see they voted as a red state, you just walk away. Right? How about this one here? Betsy says that, unfortunately, things like the Gatlinburg fire are a product of climate change, something the people of Tennessee voted to deny. Yes, I'm sure, Betsy. Betsy, you are a classic moron, okay? I'll tell you why. See, climate change, you know, things dry out, right? Do you know what happened before we took over this country, took over this land? You know what we had, and you could check this out. This isn't like Joe Science. Do you know how the underbrush of these great vast forests, do you know how they took care of themselves? You know how they revegetated? They caught fire. That's right. Lightning hit these forests. Right? God or Mother Nature, you probably don't believe in God. We'll say Mother Nature for you. That's how Mother Nature cleans itself up. Sets fire to these forests. And fire runs through there, and all that dead stuff down below burns up and gets out of the way so you can have fresh. Now, you won't let that happen. Right? We got to stop all this stuff. We can't do any cleanup in the forest. We won't let them burn. We won't let any of that happen. It has nothing to do with climate change. It has to do with these places being way too dry. They haven't burned in 50 years, 60 years, 100 years, or what have you. You cannot blame everything. This woman probably blames her constipation on climate change. That's how dumb she sounds. Gatlinburg is burning after historic drought. Oops. Guess who voted overwhelmingly for a climate change denier? This stuff is just crazy. Another guy says, I want to feel bad for Tennessee, but you all voted for Trump, but climate change is a hoax created by China. So, what the heck? When Trump voters voted, I can't get away from these. These are hilarious. When Trump supporters voted to burn it all down, I bet they didn't think it would start with Tennessee. Ha 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 ha. These are sick people.
Yes, they are.
Right? I wouldn't want any part. I mean, and they probably all voted for Hillary. Does she deny them? Because, you know, you want Trump to deny everybody who's a little whacked. I wonder, you think she denied them? Right? A Twitter user who goes by the same, by the name Resilient Rebel claimed, white privilege, white supremacists will rebuild your ever so awesome town back. That you all should stop whining. And now she has since pulled down all. See, you guys are a bunch of cowards. You're just a bunch of cowards. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Yeah, I'll wait till you start dancing, then I'll get back to it. Because you're not going to pay attention if you're dancing. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, look at, and then take it to the side road here. Mad Dog to defend Trump is going to put a Mad Dog to put him on the defense. Put him on. Can we start all over?
Yeah, try it again.
Trump tells rally he'll nominate General James Mattis to head the Pentagon. He's known as Mad Dog Mattis. God bless America. About time we had a real military man. Right, see, to run the Pentagon, you want a military man. You don't want a military man to run the government necessarily, but when it comes to running the military, yeah, thank you. I'll take a guy who doesn't think about high heels and equality among genders and all that other stuff. I want a guy in there that only thinks about kill and destroy. That's what I want him to think about. And our government officials, right, they're the ones that are going, look, we're going to try diplomatic avenue first. or diplomatic channels first, and if it doesn't work, then, hey, Mad Dog, you can go in there and level the place. Right? Can you imagine Mad Dog in there when they're trying to make the deal with Iran on the nukes? I'd be looking at the guy going, listen, I know you got your, I know your type doesn't like dogs, so here's what's going to happen. We're gonna sign it. Yeah, you're going to sign this agreement, right? If we even smell rocket fuel, this is going to become the new Great Lake known as Iran. And we're going to let Mad Dog do it for you, for us. That's right. We're going to send the dogs in. How do you like that? I'd be so good with that. You know, Reagan was right. See, power brings peace, not weakness. It's not using the power. It's having the power. And you don't lord the power over people like, if you don't do what we tell you to do, we're going to wipe you out. It's going to be more like, hey, as we move forward with this, if you start killing people, you know, killing your own people, blowing them up, testing chemicals on them, yeah, you're going to have a problem with us, with America. I have no problem with that. I think that's wonderful, frankly. The fact that we have the ability to do that and we're willing to do it,
yeah,
I'm good with that.
You're going to have a problem with us.
Who is that?
That's you.
Oh, shut up. I don't even want to listen to myself twice. I already heard myself once. Hey, there's rumors going around, and I'm going to give the story in a second. Rumors going around that Megyn Kelly may leave Fox. I would love, maybe that's our next poll, right? Should Megyn Kelly leave Fox? Maybe she should go to CNN, and then they should put her up against O'Reilly. I'm for every one of those, because I want to watch her crash and burn. She has been such a disappointment. And not that because she wasn't on Trump's side. That's not even what I mean by that at all. She has been a disappointment because she's not been fair and balanced. You could see it in her face. You could see how she was talking at Trump in that first debate. She went there to nail him, not to have a debate. And I wasn't a big fan of his in the beginning. Yeah, I wouldn't even call myself a big fan of his now. Anyway, liberals mock the victims of the wildfire in Tennessee. Why? Because they're morons. Because they're heartless. They're cruel. They don't care. They're spawned from the same group that says they care about everybody. But look at it. If you guys on the left would really get serious with yourself, you Democrats who think the Dems are for the little people, go look at the emails that they wrote. Okay? Go look at the DNC emails and how they feel about blacks, Hispanic women. Come on. Be honest with yourself. And then, as the left mocks the Trump supporters, pretty much in everything they do, how come they're not against these people who wrote about the wildfires? Those Tennessee people who voted for Trump, guess what? They're Americans too. They might not be your kind of American. Nobody asked you. I knew I was going to do that. Yeah, hop over to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's so much you can do up there. And you can buy my book. Go to the store, buy the book. If you buy the book from the website, if you want me to sign it, you have to buy the book from the website. Okay, therealside.com, you go to the store, you choose the book, I'll sign it before I send it to you. If you don't care, head over to amazon.com, where you can buy it there as well. You can also I guess you can preview it there as well. You can get the Kindle version. Help support the show. I think you'll like it. It's called Ramblings of a Right-Wing, Bible-Thumping White Guy. That's right. All the things the left hates. And I figured, you know, it's like I always say on the show, you got to tune in to find out how the other side thinks. You have to tune in to get a clue as to what the other side thinks. So why don't you do that? If you tune in, and you do get that clue, if you would, then you know how to fight back. You know how to speak back. It's really that simple. You know, the other thing is, I don't know, Tennessee's a big state. Not as big as California, obviously. But, like, doesn't Al Gore live in Tennessee? Why would the climate change gods allow Tennessee to burn when one of their, what would they be called, a godling? You know, the spawn of a god, what would that be called? Yeah, whatever. Yeah, one of their, what's that? Is that what that is? You sure thought like a demonic force? A demigod. Okay. Half a demi. I thought Demi was like dainty.
Stop it.
So, well, you could probably apply that to him. Anyway, Al Gore's there in Tennessee. You would think the gods, the climate change gods would protect him. He's one of theirs. You know? And he's got jet fuel on his property. I won't say it. It'll be nice. Yeah, I almost went there. That was bad. That would have been bad. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. If you're important to me, I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm hoping Michael Hausman is going to join us in the next hour, our libertarian buddy. See what he has to say. Senator Cruz did a little speech. I wonder if I can play this before the time's up. Yeah, maybe I can. He's on from the floor, from the Senate floor. He talked about Fidel Castro. This is the speech that Mr. Oblamo should have given.
He has departed for warmer climes.
Oh, no, we got to go back a little bit.
Today we are thankful. We are thankful that a man who has imprisoned and tortured and degraded the lives of so many is no longer with us. He has departed for warmer climes.
Can you imagine? In the least, can you imagine President Obama giving this speech? There's no way he would have done this, would he? He would not have known. No, he just flat out would have done this. Come on, you can do this.
He's dead. Let me be absolutely clear. We're not mourning the death of some revolutionary romantic or a distinguished statesman. We're not grieving for the protector of peace or a judicious steward of his people. Today we are thankful. We are thankful that a man who has imprisoned and tortured and degraded the lives of so many is no longer with us. He has departed for warmer climes. This brutal dictator is dead. And I would like to pay tribute to the millions who have suffered at the hands of the Castro regime.
You know, and again, the left would be giving a whole different speech. The left would be speaking to this 180 degrees from what Ted Cruz is saying.
We remember them, and we honor the brave souls who fought the lonely fight against the totalitarian communist dictatorship imposed on Cuba. And yet, at the same time, it seems the race is on to see which world leader can most fulsomely praise Fidel Castro's legacy while delicately averting their eyes from his less than savory characteristics. Two duly elected leaders of democracies who should know better, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and American President Barack Obama, have been leading the way. Mr. Trudeau praised Castro as a, quote, larger-than-life leader who served his people for almost half a century. And
that guy leads the country to the north. Come on, tell me that doesn't scare you.
Quote, legendary revolutionary orator who, quote, made significant improvements in the education and health care on his island nation. Tell that to the people in the prisons.
You know, there's so much more to that speech, and I usually don't do this, but I may play that coming up on the next hour. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Sign on GCN Live. Don't go far. We've got a lot more coming up in the next hour. Heat up your coffee. Grab something to eat if that's what you do, and come on back. If you're on Facebook, you got to restart at the top of the hour. Sorry, just the way it goes. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to The Real Sign on GCN Live.